Monday morning, the 23rd of May, 2022, and another Monday after another horrendous weekend of weather. How are you guys doing?
Sure. Hey?
It was real. It was intense. I've been following all the stories online. Listen, thank you very much to East Coast Radio for being there for the communities throughout the entire East Coast, posting where areas were affected. Jayshree Parasaraman and her team as well. Traffic telling us where roads were no-go areas. And they were no-go's. It was like, it wasn't ambiguous. It was like the M4 by Sea Tides is gone. There is no more M4 by Sea Tides. There's a gap of probably about 40 meters of there's no road. And it's like, there's just nowhere to go. If you're coming from Benito, that's it. The M4 is it. No, you're on the N2 the whole time. So everyone coming, Tongaat, Stanger, Benito, that N2 south today is going to be chockers. And then, of course, going back this evening. But yeah, Friday night, Saturday night, rain. And you're just hearing stories of people around you. 1 kilometer to my left, we were being called like, hey guys, if anyone's got room, we're evacuating the old age home. We're like, everyone's putting their hand up. And then we arrived there and they're like, oh, emergency services are there. We're evacuating 40 people. It was insane. And then we go home and we're like, okay, we're dry. We have power. Let's just settle down and go to sleep. And then we get an alert that the M4 by Sea Tides has just collapsed. It's fallen apart. And we've got to look out for sinkholes, because we're on an incline as well, so we're sort of like we're what you would consider a high risk in a flood scenario. So we were I'm a little bit on edge, a little bit nerves are a bit frayed. Yeah. I did not have a restful weekend, but then who did this weekend?
Did you have water? Question.
Intermittently, we got water finally at about 5 o'clock last night. And I didn't check this morning to see if we have, but I doubt.
Some of our team, like Veer Ad, our producer, Mike V, they live in Umhlotie side. And I mean, it's like now it's getting to a point where we were seeing all these things online. It looks like a movie, you know, someone was saying the other day, like Durban's gone through Jumanji. And I was like, guys, how close is that to you? They were like, it's the next building.
Yeah.
Like, it's that building, the next building. I mean, it's getting closer and closer to home. And to everyone waking up this morning, sure, just good luck. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Look, reach out to your neighbors, make sure they're okay, see if they need any help with anything.
I really hope that your community is anything like the Westbrook community. They just, everyone was putting their hand up everywhere. How can we help? What do you need? What do you need? How can we help at any time of day or night? And even when we popped down to our garage, small little satellite garage there were people with big vehicles saying, we're here, we're on standby, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope that you have a community like ours. And I suspect you do. The people of Durban, East Coasters,
to the weather gods, whatever we have done to you, we apologize.
Yeah,
we're sorry. Could do that, the bottom of our
reverse
hearts.
Rain dance, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, a sun dance.
And we'd like to hear from you as well. How you doing? How are you doing this morning? Did you miss it all? And were you watching it passively through social media, as a lot of people were, or were you like right involved with it? I'd like to hear from you.
Mm.
How you doing this morning? 061 792 9495.
Darren, Kerry, and Sky.